Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Mayor Gene Stothert had asked the council members yesterday to reduce the period to buy and use fireworks from the current 10 days to just 5 days. Supporters of that change included the Omaha police chief, Todd Smotter. He said that since late June, they've answered more than 2,100 calls and emails on the hotline. So the deal is that the Todd Smotter said that they received about 1,200 fireworks complaints.
Yeah.
To the 911 center.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all said you wanted fireworks. I'm saying if I'm, you know,
you
the administration,
them.
You're like, you guys asked for this. And then now people blow them up and you're going crazy.
Yes.
Bunch of babies.
We didn't realize that we're all a bunch of old fogey griefers.
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't call 911 on that. I mean, I would be like, okay, this sucks.
But I don't have a dog, though, so.
Right.
I do.
I literally don't have a dog in the fight. They don't bug me, but I know they bug a lot of people.
They do. And you know what? I have a dog that you know, goes crazy. Almost feels like she's going to, you know, have a heart attack all the time. But still, I mean, this happens every year.
Well,
so
I mean,
shorter is not going to make a difference in the long run because of the fact that it's not enforced. And two, you can get your fireworks over at La Vista or wherever else that they sell them, you know.
Yeah, there has to be a little bit of lead in the glove if they're going to do it. I mean, they can't just say, okay, it's 5 days and have the same sort of like,
what do the whippersnappers say? They're still going to blow them off.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to blow them off. It'll just be 5 days. There's no decision made. So the city council is going to meet again in August, and they're trying to get closer on a decision.
Maybe we could use shot spotter.
Oh.
Fireworks spotter. You know how the shot spotter locates where a gun goes off?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say there's one.
Right. Let's just lie.
Yeah,
and say lie. It can hear inch and a halfers.
Yeah.
What?
We dialed it down to bottle rocket level.
It can? A secret tape between Donald Trump and his lawyer is being released. The recording was made in 2016 and said it deals with how Trump was looking to buy the rights to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claims to have had an affair with Trump. His lawyer, Michael Cohen, can be heard talking about starting a company that would transfer all of that info regarding our friend David. So that would be in reference to Trump's friend David Pecker, who is head of the National Enquirer.
It's all funny. How did it get recorded? So who was taping?
Cohen was. Cohen was recording the conversation.
He's like such a shifty lawyer.
I know.
So you hear Trump is heard asking, what financing? And you can hear Cohen say, we'll have to pay.
Out loud.
Talk about the words you say when you know you're being recorded.
Said we have,
we'll have to pay.
Pay.
Trump responds, pay with cash.
After that,
the audio goes unclear.
Okay.
But Michael Cohen is not giving lawyers or a good name, or he's a classic lawyer, right? There's a lot of lawyers out there.
He's a certain kind of lawyer. I think most lawyers you can probably trust to do the right thing. This guy was, you know,
he's a shifty, but he'll help you hide a body kind of lawyer.
Sure. Ooh, but if they find out that he helped you hide a body, he's totally going to tell them that he helped you find the body. Millions of Americans suffering through miserable weather today. Thankfully, here in Nebraska, we are not part of this, but excessive heat warnings and advisories all throughout the West and Southwest. And in the East, about 32 million people are under a flood watch because of heavy rains that have soaked the area since the weekend. So hopefully the region will start getting some relief starting tomorrow. But one of the areas that is under advisory, parts of Yosemite National Park in California are closing today because of the deadly Ferguson fire going on there. Yosemite Valley is one of the areas that's going to close at noon. It'll include all the hotels, campgrounds, and visitor services in that area. It's been nearly 30 years since they've had to evacuate and close Yosemite. Park officials are calling it a temporary closure, and they hope to have the park reopened by Sunday. The percentage of Americans who smoke has reached its lowest level since they started asking people back in 1944. This is the Gallup Poll Institute, people. Only 16% of Americans say they smoked a cigarette last week.
All right, so it didn't include vaping?
No, I think it's just smoking cigarettes. Biggest decrease in smoking is among 18 to 29-year-olds. So 22% in 2015, now down to 15%.
I guess it makes sense. You know, you can't smoke anywhere. It's kind of hard, you know,
to smoke a dart.
I don't really see people doing it. In fact, when I do see people smoking an actual cigarette, it stands out. I get nostalgic. I'm like, ooh, somebody smoking. I always call it smoking a dart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that gal's smoking a dart because you see the window open.
Yeah, smoking away.
How about the people when you see smoking in their car with the windows up?
Those are way old school.
That weirds me out. I don't get it. I don't understand that.
I guess when they first started asking this question, more than 4 of 10 Americans say they smoked. And now we're down to like 1 out of 10.
The highest percentage
of smokers is 50 to 64, and they have only 24%. But keep in mind that they're of the generation 50 to 64 where, you know, they were still on the bubble of, like, it wasn't a bad thing when you started and like it is now.
The advertising people, you know, they're really aggressive behind don't smoke. They claim a victory in some of this, you know, that have been battling out there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a lot of money to play with. Remember, I think the tobacco industry, when they lost some of their battles, had to pay for this.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But those aggressive people behind the marketing that got people to quit smoking are now behind the opioid campaign.
Okay.
And they're confident that their ads can make a dent. You know, those really shocking.
They're everywhere, you know.
The shocking ads for the don't smoke, where people they've lost their throat, or they don't have a jaw.
And then the packaging was awful. I mean, everything about it is just... You know, if you don't look at that and you're a smoker and change your mind.
What vice do you currently want to give up?
Oh.
Like that we could market an ad campaign around it. Ice cream?
I don't eat enough to, I can give that up easily.
What are you ashamed of?
I have no shame, my friend.
Show your shame.
Are you kidding me?
Show your shame.
I mean, I'm saying you don't have any vices. You don't have any stuff that you like. All right, I wish I did less of that.
I wouldn't mind actually giving up vodka.
All right, so we need to come up with a marketing campaign that attacks vodka.
This liver.
Like over the top ads.
Right. Your liver's like, bleh.
This big fat guy turns around. Hey, I'm Mike. 5 years from now, vodka did this.
There you go, because I'm all puffy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because you're all swollen and puffy.
I'll just have to buy a bigger tent.
Bigger tent? Oh.
Like a bump tent, like I'm just saying. For your camping.
That's when you know you're fat.
Oh, God.
When you have to go buy a bigger tent.
Yeah.
Need a bigger tent.
Probably you don't see that issue very often. Giant outdoorsy fat people that are like, I need to take the tent out. I got too big for my own tent.
Oh gosh, you got me worried now because I have a hiking tent that originally it's supposed to be
like a two-person sleeper.
Yeah, for two. I don't even know if I can.
I guess Wailena's gonna have to sleep outside.
She's gonna have to.
You
start
get to
start.
Sleep out under the stars. Hey, can we make s'mores?
Mike, we just got here.
S'mores.
Can you even get out of the two-person tent to have a s'more? Just stuff it through the hole.
Just feed me through the hole.
Well, don't smoke, kids.
No.
Yes, this
Molly,
is
when's
good.
The last time you smoked a dart? Come on.
Oh,
honestly,
God.
you're out drinking with your buddies. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yep. Which means 4 days ago.
Yeah, probably.
No, because this weekend we were out with, we were out with school people. Like when we went on that boat ride and stuff like that. I mean, we were out with like other families. No one smokes. I'm telling
you.
No
one smoked on the boat.
Okay.
Well, nobody smokes like in that.
So you're a crime of opportunity. So if someone would smoke, you will smoke. You just sadly don't run into enough. Yeah.
Exactly.
But she's hanging with the dirty masses. She's dirty.
So here's my just last question. Is vaping the same as cigarette smoking?
I think it's worse.
No.
I think it's absolutely it is. What do you mean?
It freaks me out. No, I'm saying I don't think it's the same. I think it's worse. I'm saying
do you guys consider these vapors smokers?
Yes, I do.
This study didn't include vapors. They asked what
this is cigarette smoking.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Jeff.
Yeah. I think smoking, vaping, all that stuff, same thing. You know, I think that vaping's a problem. I think it's going to be a problem later in life. That's going to, I mean, all these tests going to come out, I'm sure.
Yeah, once they finally get all the cumulative. I mean, because really it hasn't been on the market that long. But once they get like those 10-year, 20-year studies and they start seeing how it changes your
I just drove past a pipe shop, clearly. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it, on 84th yesterday.
Okay.
And you know how you pay, the tax places pay the guy to dress like... like Uncle Sam on tax day.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this, they paid a guy to wear a bong. He was in a bong outfit.
Oh, get out of here. That's awesome.
Like a pipe.
Wow.
It was a giant pipe. And he was dancing like, you know, the people that they wear the outfit and they dance.
Yes.
And you're like, that's fascinating. How long is your shift? Like, can you sustain that level of excitement? And he was dancing around him like, dude, he's a pipe. Looks like a Halloween costume, and he's in front of a head shop. What do you ever call those?
Yeah, you know? Those smoke. I know what you're talking about.
They're legal. It's legal.
The pipe store, whatever it is. Yeah,
but I mean, he totally was a pipe.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Like a weed pipe, and he's dancing.
How much do those guys cost?
Like, I know. I always think the same thing. I'm like, what do you got to pay that guy an hour?
So if someone knows, call us, because that's not really a
that doesn't
a job.
Seem like an hour. I mean, that seems like I'll pay you $80 for the day. Stand out there and dance. Like,
I
that's
think it
be
is.
Cash.
That's the arrangement. Yeah.
That's got to be cash under the table. That's like, obviously, like, somebody's getting paid in cash. It's not an hourly. It's a day rate.
But that guy's working harder than a lot of people in a day.
Yes.
I mean, I drive by and I'm like, that guy's killing it right now.
He is self-employed. That's awesome. Congratulations.
How terrible would it be, though, if you work at that place and today's your day to be the pipe? You're like, no, I know my shifts and I'm on cash register today. They're like, well, so-and-so didn't show up and I'm on cash register now and you're the pipe.
You're on
the
pipe. That's the Widowmaker. You want to be out there spinning that sign? I've gone through 8 of those guys this year. I call that the Widowmaker.
The Widowmaker.
You keep this up, I'll have you out there spinning that giant check.
Spin.
Yeah, you want to do what Keith does?
Wow. One thing I have to say is that I've been, you know, we've all traveled to different cities and stuff like that have the sign spinners. I think Omaha is not on top. I mean... of the talent pool when it comes to that. There's some places that they're spinning those signs. Unbelievable. You're just staring at it like, how do you do that?
You think that the level of stand on the corner talent is weak in this town?
Yes.
Where else have you seen? Like, what is
Vegas,
your experience?
I mean, I saw Vegas. Well, Vegas is insane, man.
Vegas,
they're spinning stuff all
better.
Over the place. And that's all
everything's
I'm
better in Vegas.
That must be a deflated job market. I mean, jobs are hard to come by here. It's probably hard to get a guy to go work the pipe, be a giant dancing pipe man.
Yes.
I don't even know if that's an 8-hour shift. That's probably 4. Like, I just want 4 strong hours, buddy.
Right. Yeah. Well, that little go-getter, maybe they have a cat on account of the fact that researchers have found that weird parasite found in cat feces can actually give people the courage they need to become entrepreneurs. It's that toxoplasma, you know, that they always warn you about if you own a cat. That's one of the reasons, like when you're pregnant, they're like, don't get anywhere near the litter box on account of the fact that it can get into your brain and it can have mental effects. Well, one of the effects it can have is lowering your inhibitions when it comes to taking that big leap of starting your own business. It's linked to greater risk of car accidents, mental illness, and drug abuse and suicide. But the upside is...
you can get through all of that. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
You can be a pipe.
I sell a line of inflatable products that represent people's businesses.
Oh my God. That'd be amazing. So this parasite, tested it in lab mice, it made them unafraid of cats. Like, that's the kind of inhibition that it's sort of lowering. It reduces your fear of failure.
Really?
And that is also translated into people. They say more people who own cats tend to have, like, study business and tend to, like, break out and do their own businesses. So there is something that's positive. People
not being afraid of cats is a good sign of an entrepreneur.
No, that's what in rodents, not scared. Your fear factor is lowered. So if you're a mouse, your fear factor is cats. And that's like, hey man, I'm good. Where
I did a ton of cocaine this morning.
It's maybe having the effect of like, oh, well, I'm not that afraid to take these big risks that you needed to, you know, you need to take in order to maybe start your own business.
There, so that, I love the line, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Ooh.
Isn't that a great line?
That is really good.
It's in that movie Atomic Blonde. So she goes to a club and it's during, I mean, think about this. You wonder if, I was curious. I'm like, I wonder if that was ever truly in a club in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
But with the wall up and a culture of people that were willing to climb over a wall literally and get shot at.
Yeah.
Like I took East Germans, East Berliners getting shot.
Shot, killed.
To bring the wall down.
Yeah.
The bravery. You know, of getting over a physical wall, but the idea of saying everything you want is on the other side of a wall called fear.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, totally. If you think about that, it's completely true in life.
Yeah.
We usually tend to go around it instead of going over it, bro. I also did a ton of cocaine today. I sell a line of inflatable products, pipes mainly. Do you have a pipe store?
So I've got a
lawn business. I can probably repurpose that pipe, make it look like a big inflatable lawnmower.
You'll love it.
Keith's my number one guy.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, Channel 94.1. Who's this? Hello?
This is Eric.
Hey, man. What's up, bud?
Oh, living the dream. I used to shop at that head shop with the little water pipe out front for, God, like 5 years. I work at a different head shop now, so I obviously don't get around.
Okay.
The funny thing is they don't actually hire anybody to wear that. They call him Mr. Bong, but they don't hire anybody to wear him. That's just like normal employees. It's like, oh, we're slow today. Like, hey, go put on the suit and go outside.
That's
so everybody's everyone's got to pull a shift?
Yeah, that's just a regular function. And they have two owners, you know, two brothers own it together. They actually had their grandma make them that thing years ago. She, like, grew up making them for the church, not obviously bongs, but she made costumes for all the church plays and everything. And then one day they had her commission for him. And they wear that thing all the time. And it's hot.
How do you...
So grandma, some sweet grandma made Mr. Bong?
Yep. Yes, she did.
Wow.
How
that
do you
is
tell grandma
awesome.
That? Hey, grandma.
Paper machete, painted it and all.
Really? So you've been Mr. Bong for a day.
Oh, not a day, like 10 minutes just to play. And if you ever walk inside there, it sits like right in the front door, like just on its own. But I put it on just like to play with it, you know, obviously for like Snapchat just to see. But once you're up close, you can tell like how much they actually had to like paper mache it. And it's a, you know, a thick costume.
It's not high end.
It's a Folgers coffee cup that is actually like the bong on it.
Okay.
Like there was some good creativity that went into that one.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I saw it. Advertising does work.
Yeah, it does.
Sign spinners really do work. Now, I didn't turn around and go to the head shop, but I was like,
I need some stuff.
Yeah,
that guy's pulling a shift today.
Where are you working at
the
now?
The one that I work at Leavenworth Coffee on 33rd and Leavenworth. We don't have a bong costume. We wear a T-Rex, like one of the big inflatable ones.
Oh, yes.
And we have to stand out there and we like spin a sign, you know, which... on 30th and Leavenworth. We're right in the Mark Craft Furniture Building. It used to be the Boost, and now it's the Boost Mobile Plaza. But we stand out there with a giant joint and a T-Rex costume because I don't think any of us are artistic enough to make a bong costume.
But the message gets across.
Right. Come
people get it. You find your audience to like joint, T-Rex, get it. I'm in.
I mean, honestly, we've had police that honk at us. They think it's funny. Anytime a fire truck goes by, they honk, and you can see them all waving at us with our giant joint out in the air. It's pretty funny.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that one's just as hot, but it was like St. Patrick's Day. We were out there on like Instagram Live and my boss was wearing it. And like this cop just like walked up and shook his hand and we were like, oh, you know, that guy thought it was cool. And then he walked away and you could like read on his jacket that said Omaha Police Department. And I was like, damn, like that was really just a cop right there. Yeah. Like instead of him being mad, he just thought it was the funniest thing he'd seen all day.
Well, I think anyone dancing around a corner in a bong joint or what'd you say, a big giant Godzilla looking thing.
T-Rex
is funny.
T-Rex costumes.
Yeah. Okay.
It blows up tall.
All right. Well, see, I thought that this whole thing was hired out. I guess it does make sense to grab an employee and throw them out there if it's kind of slow.
Yeah. I've seen at it's Habits that's on 84th and L. Some people hate that bong thing. I was there last year on the 20th of April. I stopped by. And somebody threw an entire fountain Pepsi at him, like driving down the road, just like whipped an entire Pepsi out the window, and all of a sudden he's just standing there, and it was just like, it like exploded on the side of him. He like was looking around in the bong, which was kind of a, you know, funny show, and just like covered him in Pepsi, because you just see this water pipe just moving in circles, trying to figure out like, what is wet? What is happening to me?
What? How? Don't throw fountain drinks at T-Rex.
This is the bong.
Stoner T-Rex.
Wow. They don't care for him.
What's the name of the store again? Where are you guys at?
I'm at Leavenworth Coffee on 33rd and Leavenworth. That one is Habits, is what it's called.
Okay.
It's called Habits?
And it's, yeah, H-A-B-I-T-Z.
Okay. All right.
Cool. I'm not at a coffee shop. Mine's C-O-U-G-H-Y, like, you know, like cough, obviously.
Okay.
Because it's another head shop.
Okay. Like, head shop. That's awesome.
Party's looking to get into the inflatable industry.
I am.
You need to hire a guy in a giant mosquito outfit.
I want it. I want someone to dance around on the corner out here. Or actually somewhere where it's more traffic.
Right.
Where the big party's kind or something. That's what I was hoping. Listen, it'd be like, it's $80 a day. I'm like, all right, I'll pay you $50
to
do it for 4 hours.
Two guys.
I'll pay you $50.
Listen, go with my vision. It's two people in inflatables. One is a mosquito.
Okay.
And the other guy is the buzzkill guy who sprays the mosquito and then he dies. So it's a small one-act play.
I like it.
That happens twice every 30 hour. Minutes. We'll work on it.
Probably get a lot of people stopping.
There you go.
I'd stop to watch that.
Okay. All right.
Maybe because the mosquito could do this big in-depth death scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right
that
the
could
corner.
Get more dramatic. Give him free reign. You can
give him a giant can of bug spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buzzkill.
Big aerosol.
Yeah. So good.
You play. We spray.
There you go.
Right.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. And, Jeremy, we appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a good morning.
Yeah, right, thanks, dude.
That's a little, you know, a little info on Mr. Bong.
It's good to know.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
I'm curious.
Get grandma to make us a costume.
Who are the greats in the industry now? How many sign spinners do we have in Omaha that are in that?
I want to talk to one, because I know that. All right, so we talked to our buddy Seth from Big Old Bookstore at one given time, right? And he swore by this guy. He's like, the guy's amazing. We pay him this money. This is his gig. This is what he does. And he owns it, every single bit of it, when he's on that corner. He just works and works and works. And yes, I know some of those places that you'll see at Taco John's or whatever, you can tell they're pushing their employees out there to do it. But there's got to be someone out there that just does it on their own.
Yeah, their heart's not in it.
People that are like, just, they have the costume because they pulled the short stick. But then there are the people that are like, no.
If you've ever seen The Internship with Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn, who wind up being the oldest interns ever at Google, when it starts out, Owen Wilson is working at a mattress store.
Yeah.
And his boss, his manager, is Will Ferrell. And he goes, I'll put you keep this attitude up, I'll put you out there in the sign. You want to spin that thing? I call that thing the Widowmaker. He goes, that fair skin of yours, you'll be dead in a week. The Widowmaker is the guy spinning the sign.
If you're a sign spinner, call us. 938-9400.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
What's up?
Sad news. Demi Lovato suffered a drug overdose yesterday. She was taken to the hospital, rushed to an LA area ER, but she is said to be stable, awake, and talking.
Yeah, she's okay. So it's good news, actually.
Yeah.
This will be a chance to get better, because a lot of people were shocked, surprised, you know, to discover her unconscious. How scary is that? You probably think the person's dead.
That's the first thing you think.
Had to hit her with a little bit of that Narcan.
Yes. How crazy that you're partying someplace where they've got Narcan just hanging out.
How do you apply Narcan? Is it?
It's an injection.
Oh, like in your chest type deal? Is that like
this? I'm not sure.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
You got to put a, you know, a little squeegee X and then snap. And the person goes, ah! No, I have no idea how it works. I think it's a nasal spray, isn't it?
No, it's an injectable. If you come across somebody that's overdosed, usually people who have, family members that are struggling with opioid addiction, that's what it's used to. So,
there's one that they're giving the cops was like a nasal spray. Do you remember when they're
putting
that out there for people to use?
So initial reports were that she had suffered a heroin overdose, but a source close to Demi Lovato says that no, it was a different drug.
Okay.
But you know, she'd been sober for 6 years. In the past, she'd struggled with cocaine and oxycodone addictions. But, you know, she's said to be stable and talking. So best luck, you know, good prayers to Demi Lovato. Roseanne, the spinoff, The Conners, is coming to television in October. ABC is going to premiere the spinoff without its lead character, Roseanne Barr, October 16th, nearly a month after the network kicks off its fall scheduled performances. So that's going to be a little bit different. Michelle Williams is returning to TV for the first time since she did Dawson's Creek. She's going to star alongside Sam Rockwell in an untitled FX show about dance and choreography pair Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. It's going to be Lin-Manuel Miranda, the big guy behind Hamilton.
He's the producer, so it'll be very musical. Yay. I never knew who Bob Fosse was. The only reference I knew to Fosse was that Robin Williams movie where he goes, Fosse, 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 Fosse. You know, he does the whole, but you'll keep it inside. Uh-huh. When he does that whole rant to the dancer. Fosse, 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 Fosse.
Oh,
Michael Flynn, Michael Flynn, Michael Flynn. But you'll keep it all inside. The Birdcage. Remember The Birdcage?
That's an amazing movie.
That movie was
Gene
funny.
Hackman. Oh, it's such a great cast. So Michelle Williams, her debut was on Dawson's Creek 20 years ago, and she hasn't been back doing television since then. So this will be everybody's chance to see her. It's just like an 8-episode short series that's going to be on FX.
I got to keep it all inside.
I remember the dancer's mad because he has to play the straight guy.
Yes.
And he's mad because he's like, what's my motivation? I'm a dancer. And he's like, you'll be blah, 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 blah. All this crazy stuff. But you'll keep it all in here.
That was
his motivation.
The rehearsals. So good. And when it comes to Instagram, not all Insta posts are equal. They came out with the 75 top richest people on Instagram, and it's good to be Kylie Jenner. She commands $1 million per Instagram post. Hiring her to post.
That's ridiculous.
She gets $1 million.
Who is
Selena
this?
Gomez. This is Kylie Jenner. She just graced the cover of Forbes magazine. Selena Gomez was number one on the list last year, but she's a close second, $800,000 per post.
Her.
Third place goes to soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo with $750,000 per post.
What are we doing wrong, man?
He does $750,000?
Per post, yeah.
Ronaldo!
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody referenced Kylie Jenner yesterday here in the building, like as if it was the wisdom of a pharaoh.
Isn't that weird?
They were like, Kylie Jenner jumped off it, so I did too.
Yeah.
It was fascinating. I was like, wow.
I know. I couldn't believe my ears. I'm like, okay.
Kim's
other women
fourth.
In the room were nodding. They're like, yeah. I mean, Kylie saw that.
So wise. That is your news update, a celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel
94.1. Terrible song.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wasn't this your prom? Ew. Didn't you dance this at your prom?
I probably did, Jeff.
Party kept requesting this at prom. They were like, come on, dude.
There are other songs.
Play it again. No, play the extended version.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.